Simon & Schuster Audio presents Panic, the story of modern financial insanity by Michael Lewis. Read by Blair Hardman and Jesse Boggs, with a special afterword by Michael Lewis.
Introduction. Inside Wall Street's Black Hole. The striking thing about the seemingly endless collapse of the subprime mortgage market is how egalitarian it has been. It's nearly impossible to draw a demographic line between the victims and the perps. Millions of ordinary people, ignorant of high finance, have lost billions of dollars, but so have the biggest names on Wall Street, and both groups made exactly the same bet, that real estate values would never fall. Stan O'Neill, the former CEO of Merrill Lynch, was fired for the same reason the lower-middle-class family in the suburban wasteland between Los Angeles and San Diego may have lost its surprisingly nice home. Both underestimated the likelihood of an unlikely event, a financial panic. In retrospect, the small army of Wall Street traders who lost tens of billions of dollars in subprime mortgage investments looks as naive and foolish as the man on the street. But there's another way of viewing this crisis. The man on the street, for the first time, acted on the same foolish principles that have guided the behavior of sophisticated Wall Street traders for the past few decades. If you had to pick a moment when those principles first appeared a bit shaky, you could do worse than the 1987 stock market crash, the event that opens this anthology of financial writing done immediately before, during, and after the panics that have punctuated, often, the most recent financial era. Black Monday was the first of a breed, a crash that suggested disastrous economic and social consequences, but in the end had no serious effects at all. The bursting of the internet bubble, the Asian currency crisis, the Russian government bond default that triggered the failure of the hedge fund long-term capital management, all of these extreme events have been compressed into a fantastically short space of financial history, and all seemed in the heat of the moment to have the power to change the world as we know it. None of them, it turned out, was that big a deal for the U.S. economy or for ordinary citizens. But the 1987 crash marked the beginning of something else, too, a collapse brought about not by real or even perceived economic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?